Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Sisters, he won again. You know, the only reason the devil stay there, you let him stay there. And I dedicate this to Brother Andre. God won again. There's a lot of people who went to the right or to the left. Brother and sister, let me tell you, that devil don't have to stay there. He don't have to stay there in that person. And I want you to know it. And I'm playing this song for Brother Andre. Because he won again. God delivered him again. Hallelujah. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're so happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to jump right into it. We're going to ask Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio, if she'd be so kind to give us a word of prayer. I also want to pray for... I also want to pray for Evangelist Sharon. She texted me because she's going to be on the road, so I don't know if she's going to be listening or she'll pull to the side or what. But anyway, let's pray for her that she have a safe trip on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Grace and mercy.
Amen.
Traveling mercy.
Traveling mercies, amen. We sure do thank you, Pastor, for that song. You know, there used to be a song also said, this battle is not ours, but it's the Lord's. And then you put, you have won again. So that's why we can put our trust in the Lord. Amen. Proverbs 3, verses 3 and 3 through 5, which tells us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not unto thy own understanding, but in all of thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path.
Hallelujah.
That is Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you, Father God, for all of your many blessings. And we thanking you for the song that you have won again. And no matter what we may be going through, we know that you have won. And if you won, Father God, we can win. So, Father God, just continue, Lord, to bless each and every one that may be going through something today. The word tells us greater is he that is in us. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So, yes. Lord, touch, deliver, and save in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we're praying also for Evangelist Sharon for Traveling Mercies today. And, Lord, just give her that shield all around her, protecting her, Father God, from danger, seen and unseen, Father God. And anyone, excuse me, anyone else that may be traveling today, Father God, Lord, we ask that you would just continue to bless all the listeners, those that are listening by internet, bless our pastor. Father God, continue, Lord, to use all of us for your glory. May we reach others, Father God, who may not know you, may not even believe, might not believe in the word of God. But help us to reach them, Father God, and show them in the scripture what God's word tells us. And Lord, we just ask that you will continue to use Pastor Beasley in a mighty way as he teaches the word of God and breaks it down scripture by scripture, revelation by revelation, knowledge by knowledge for us to understand. Father God, continue, Lord, to open up our hearts and our mind to receive the word. Lord, bless all those that are sick and shut in. Father God, so many have been affected and are going through COVID-19 right now. But we know, Father God, that you are healing them, especially your believers. You're touching them, Father God, and reviving them. And this is a time for us to meditate on your word day and night. And Father God, just bless each and every one, Father God, that is going through. Lord, we ask that you will be with those who are bereaved today, Father God. Comfort their hearts. Give them peace, the peace that only you can give, and help them to get through. And those that are going through, Lord, be with them also, Father God, because you will make a way out of no way for those who trust you. So bless them and give them the knowledge from the word of God that know the scripture says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So now, Lord, open up our heart to the teaching today as Pastor teaches us and lead us in the word. And we ask in it all in Christ Jesus' name. And also, Father God, be with those in Philadelphia, those families there. We know you sit high and you look low. You already know what's going on. But Lord, give them peace as they go through. And we ask in it all in Christ Jesus' name. We do pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Bill. For that heartfelt prayer, I thank God for you. Well, we had a great time on yesterday, which we pretty much was a thankful Thursday. And I thank God for each and every one of you all that participated. But we're going to sort of pick up where we left off Wednesday. And just for the record, I'll set things in order. We're talking about getting eternally ready. And brother and sister, if not now, then when? And if it's not us, then who? It's time that we get eternally ready. Everything God ever did, it was about eternal. He expected us when he gave us Jesus so we could have eternal life. Go read John 3:16-18. That's why he came. Jesus came and did what he was supposed to do so we could have eternal life. The resurrection is so that we can have eternal life. And we talked about, this is our truth. We talked about a present day truth. We talked about being committed, being faithful to his word. John 17:17 says to sanctify them through thy truth. The only thing going to set you apart from everybody else, it's the truth that's in you. Because you're still going to look like your neighbor. Hello, somebody. You're still going to probably work right next to a person that looks like you or don't look like you. So that's not going to set you apart. Wearing long dresses is not going to sanctify you. The word sanctify means to set apart. So the only thing going to set you apart is truth. And the word of God is truth. That's what set Noah apart, was true, okay?
Yeah.
God expect for us to walk in truth, brothers and sisters, and God have a special message for us today. He has a special truth for us to walk in today. Second Peter, we'll go there first. In Second Peter, and for those that don't know, I haven't forgot where we're supposed to be at in Matthew 24. I'm still there, okay? But I want to point out a couple of things. In Second Peter 2, and this ought to just bless your heart, brothers and sisters. Second Peter 1 and 12 is where I need to be at. Second Peter 1 and 12. I guess I have to read this. It reads, it reads like this. Second Peter 1 and 12 read thus. Wherefore, I will not be neglected to put you always in remembrance of these things, that ye know them and be established in the present truth.
Mm-hmm. Amen. From the Message Bible. Because the stakes are so high, even though you're up to date on all this truth and practice it inside and out, I'm going to let up for a minute in calling you to attention before it. Amen.
You see, we have a present truth, just like Israel. Their truth were to be circumcised. Our truth, presently, is to be circumcised, but the circumcision has to be of the heart or of the spirit. That's what has to be circumcised today with us, is our spirit. They practice in the flesh, see? Because they was Old Testament. We're New Testament. And I left folks everything from Acts backwards is Old Testament. Now, a lot of people don't want to accept that, but I'm going to tell you, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John were created under the Old Testament. The New Testament really started with the book of Acts, because it's the Acts of the Holy Ghost. And Jesus said, I'm going to send you another comforter. That new comforter was to start the kingdom of God, which happens to be righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. So that's when the new kingdom came. And Jesus had been risen from the dead and became the first among all brethren to be risen. But anyway, see, some truths are applicable in all ages. And so therefore, present truth for every generation. Others are a special character. And I can go on and on and on. But every generation have had its truth. Noah had his truth. Remember the Bible said, by faith Noah was being warned of God, not seeing what yet was to happen, but told him, go and build a ark. See, that's a truth, but that was Noah's truth. Everybody, every time, even John the Baptist. John the Baptist's truth is different than our truth.
They
he got a message from God to go out and preach, and don't go in the temple. Don't go up there in the temple with your daddy. I want you out there in the wilderness, which was just a mile down the street, right back out of the city limits, which was a wilderness. But anyway, so John said, now why I'm here is to be a witness of who Christ is. That's why I came to bear witness. That was his purpose. Mm-hmm. Now, I know some people use the word purpose, but listen, brothers and sisters, we have been called. We've been called for such a time as this.
Mm-hmm.
And we all are called to do the same thing, and that is to abide in God, to abide in his word.
Yeah.
That's what we've been called for, brothers and sisters. Now, the message that we're teaching is about truth. So our truth is a little different than some of the others' truth, because their truth, from our perspective, is historical truth. Mm-hmm. Our truth can be pertinent truth, but our truth have Christ with it. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. So we're into this We're into Christ. Please
Amen.
Hear me, brothers and sisters. The message for the last day over here in Matthew 24:44-45. We're going to read that, if you will, Pastor. Matthew's. Y'all bear with me here. My computer ain't as fast as I want it to be. And I just might be fast anyway. Who knows? Praise God. And this thing here don't want to participate. But in Matthew's 24, I think we read 45 too. But either way, Matthew's 24. There's somebody praying for me. My computer just started working right. Okay. Verse 44 and verse 45 in the King James read like this. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, who his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to be given the meat in due season.
Amen, amen. From the message by then. 24 and 45. But you do know this. You know that if the homeowner had known what time of night the burglar would arrive, he would have been there with his dogs to prevent the breaking in. Be vigilant just like that. You have no idea when the Son of Man is going to show up. Who here qualifies for the job of overseeing the kitchen? A person the master can depend on to feed the workers on time each day. Someone the master can drop in on unannounced and always find him doing his job. God bless man or woman. Amen.
In time of persecution, even for strong believers, we find it difficult to be loyal. We keep from being deceived by false messages. They don't want to hear truth. Now, I can go on and on and on with people would think, oh, well, the Word of God says, let the Word of God speak to you. Don't you speak to it. Okay? That's
all right.
Very important, brothers and sisters, because Christ's second Christ's second coming will be swift and certain. There will be an opportunity for the last minute repentance. It will begin. It will happen. But Jesus' purpose in telling his return is not a simulated prediction and calculated about, but was warned of us to be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
The question, will you be ready? The only safe choice is to obey him and be in the Word of God. And that's what time it is. It's time to be in the Word of God, because that's where your safe place is at.
Mm-hmm.
Your safe place is not in a building. Your safe place is in Christ, okay? And that's the truth you need to be paying attention to, okay? And that is your safe place. That was something I was going to tell you. Oh, yeah. So why does Christ say that the servant whom, when he comes, is found giving meat in due season? Meat, let me tell you what, brothers and sisters, that's the Word of God. That's what it takes for you to survive. It's the Word of God. And that's what he wants to find. So mm-hmm. he said, blessed is the servant who his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Loyal to the word of God. A lot of people are loyal to a lot of things. I'm thinking about yesterday, how this time last year, people was more loyal to Donald Trump than they were to the Constitution. They care more about one dictator than they did for all of their families and for this country. They don't care to that man.
Have mercy, Lord.
Yeah, and I probably could go on and on and on, but that's not this message. Our truth today is be loyal to the word of God. Doesn't matter what everybody else doing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be pulled away from the word of God because of foolishness.
Yeah,
people don't have no eternal life to give you.
Amen.
Don't set yourself up for that. You don't have to be a man pleaser. I'm going to tell you this scripture mm-hmm. over there in Revelation 14, 7 through 10. And because what happens is the closing message for the body of Christ, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heavens and earth and the sea and the fountains of water. Babylon is falling. If any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God.
Amen. From the Message Bible. Fear God and give him glory. His hour of judgment has come. Worship the maker of heaven and earth, salt sea and fresh water. A second angel followed, calling out, ruined, ruined, great Babylon, ruined. She made all the nations drink on the wine of her whoring. A third angel followed, shouting, warning, if anyone worship the beast and its image and takes the mark on forehead or hand, that person will drink the wine of God's wrath, prepared unmixed in his palace of anger, and suffer torment from fire and brimstone in the presence of holy angels, in the presence of the Lamb. Amen.
Amen and amen. Listen, brothers and sisters, there's a lot there packed, and it would take me more time than we got right now to unpack it. But let me tell you what, fear God. Forget about man, fear God. And then turn around and give him glory. Give him praise.
Yeah.
You got to understand where the church was at. And this is a church, they have become, let's see a good word for this. They had left the foundation and they had began to serve idol gods. They had began to serve everything but God. And they made buildings and they did all kinds of things. Like I said, it would take a long time to unpack this. But anyway, but Babylon was God, it was the church. Babylon is the mystery church, okay? And Babylon is falling. That organized church, not the organism, but the organized church is falling. And he says, if any man worship, that's the beast. and his image. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put it out there since I'm out there with that. I'm going to tell you this. What they do, they put it in your forehead. The only thing in your forehead is your brain, okay? Your mind. That's what's in your forehead.
Mm-hmm.
And what Satan does is he put this image there in your forehead. Well, what does he put in your brain? That you on your own because you done joined the church. See, that's where you take that ideal at, right there in your brain, in your forehead. And then you get the right hand of fellowship. How many people know when you're doing a business deal, you get the right hand, you get the you shake hands on it. That's a universal seal there. When you shake mm-hmm. hands, wherever you go, it doesn't matter. So this is nothing just for the United States. It's a universal thing where you actually drink wine. That's what you're doing. You're partaking of her. And it says her because it's talking about the organized church. But that'd be a whole nother story. Matter of fact, that's kind of like where I'm writing my book from, so I didn't want to expose too much of it. But anyway, yeah, that's what's it. And the truth is free, brothers and sisters. You can go read it yourself. But if you decide to worship the beast and her image, his image, and receive his hand. See, Satan wants to be Christ. He's exalted himself above. And what he have is he's the God of this world. I want to take my time. But he's the God of this world. And he have these organized churches. And he give them, they set them up like he's God or he's Christ. And really he's anti. He opposes the things of Christ. Like Christ wants us to be in him. Anti don't want us to be in Christ. They rather we be in their church. But that ain't what God has for us. God wants you in Christ. And see, that's our truth. If I got to go back there, I want you to know this is our truth. And see, the modern day Christian does not really, they don't object to me telling them what they need or telling them what they should do or be, but they can't understand me when I tell them they are in Christ. They think I'm just being, I don't know, bringing some new philosophy or they treat me like I'm in error. They don't get it. But what they will do, and I'm going to tell you why, because they think I'm going to lead them astray. I'm not leading them astray. I'm telling them what thus says the word of God. I ain't charging them one red cent, and I'm telling the truth. They go somewhere else, and it won't be preached like this. I know it'll be preached different. So I remember when the first thing I saw this in the Word of God, I said, man, this is the truth. Then I said, Lord, how to make this mine? How to make this truth mine? I didn't know that it was mine already. Because they didn't teach me that was mine. Nobody taught me righteousness was mine. Had to figure that out. The Holy Ghost mm-hmm. told me righteousness was mine. I thought I had to jump through hoops and do all kinds of stuff. And I had to become this and become that. And I didn't know righteousness was mine.
All right.
And then I read it one day. And then it registered to me what 1 Corinthians 3:21 say. I have a pastor to read that. 1 Corinthians 3:21. I'm going to say this and we'll stop here. But I'm telling you, man, I mean, when I saw this, boom, a light came on. That this mind, I just wasn't claiming it. So in 1 Corinthians 3:21, you have that, Pastor?
I'll get it in the King James, Pastor.
Okay. So,
Okay, 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 21. Therefore, let no man glory in man, for all things are yours. Amen.
See, so when I saw that, it came alive. All things are mine. Here, I thought that only belongs to that group or that group or that church. But the revelation was even given to Paul or Cyrus or Apollos. It didn't matter. It's mine. Don't care who, I could claim that. So that everything that the Father wrought in Christ in his great substitutionary belongs to the individual believer. So it makes no difference whether the believer is educated or uneducated, whether they are rich or whether they are poor. We all are bound by this grace, brothers and sisters, and it unveiled in Christ. So once you're in Christ, every one of us, you and you. Remember what he said in Philippians 4 and 13, and we'll be done. It's absolutely ours, because he says, I can do all things in him who strengthens me. That's mine. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. That's mine, because I'm in Christ, man.
Amen.
Jehovah is my light. Well, we thank each and every one of you all. I guess we'll look to see you all for Sunday for the review. Unless anyone have anything they'd like to say, press 1. And if you can't wait till Sunday, press 1 and we'll let you in here. Okay, you have anything you want to share, Pastor?
Yes, I was just looking at scripture up in the Message Bible, Philippians 4 and 13. Whatever I have, wherever I am, I can make it through anything in the one who makes me who I am. Amen, amen. Then it goes on to say, I don't mean that your help didn't mean a lot to me. It did. But I like to say, I can make it through anything in the one who makes me who I am. Amen. And we know that's Christ.
Exactly. That's who strengthened you, is Christ.
Yeah.
And anybody else? Anyone else? Hallelujah. Well, y'all have a blessed and prosperous weekend, and we'll see you all Sunday for the review. May God